You wrote in the introduction, sorry, how Baba, right before he dropped his body, was instructed you to write this book. So why don't you just start from there? And you already wrote in the introduction, but start anyway, from what you remember about.
No, what happened, you know, actually, because Baba was asking me to write books, and one after another, so I felt very much fed up, and one day I told Baba that, Baba, please, don't give me writing, because I would not get sufficient time during night, I would attend to him, and then during daytime, when he would be with the Mandali, I would be there, then correspondence, so there was practically no time. And not only this writing, but when people would go outside, Baba would send them, then I had to prepare talks for them. It had become too much, so I said, Baba, no more. Please don't give me writing work. So then, of course, he did not say anything. He wanted me to write, but he did not say anything. So it so happened, you know, I said to him that I know nothing, why don't you call the poets, you know, famous poets here and writers. They would write better because I know nothing about writing. So he said, all right, you write to different poets and to come here to have my darshan. And actually he was in seclusion, he was not seeing anyone, but he permitted me to write. So not calling them for darshan, but just giving some introduction to them about Baba. So I wrote many letters, and I read out those letters, and of course he liked them very much. He said, yes, very good, you know, different poets, several letters were sent to them. Of course they responded, the reply was sent to me, and I read out to Baba, and then I was also very, very happy, you know. Now they would be coming in Baba's contact and they would write better.
They agreed?
No, I did not ask them. I just wrote them about Baba, that please read this, and of course Baba is God in human form. You must not miss this opportunity, and because you are a poet, you know, you must know the reality. You write things about God, but you must know that God is in human form, so why don't you avail up the opportunity? So of course I received letters from them, and then good letters, but then Baba said that now you don't write to them. In that letter, of course, in every letter Baba had asked me to mention that Baba was in seclusion and he would not be available now. But when time would come, then of course you can have his darshan. So they were also happy, and they wrote me back that yes, please inform us when you would be out of seclusion. Those letters are with me. So then Baba said that don't write to them. And one day it so happened, you know, he said that you tell me about different poets, have you got their books? So I had books of two or three poets, you know. So I said, yes, I have. So he said, bring them. So I took. So he said, read this, read that. And I wrote dry words. What is there? Nothing. Only language is there. There is no heart. So what is there? Nothing. Dry. And then of course he did not say anything. But then in October 1968, it so happened that Baba had called one meeting to decide about the program in 1969, Guru Prasad. So for that purpose, of course, he had called some people from outside, and Kesho Nigam and Pukar were called in advance, because Baba wanted to give them those three manuscripts which I had prepared. That means the translation of Wayfarers, and then two more book of Ghazals and Songs, Meher Gitika and Meher Sarod. So he gave Kesho Nigam those three manuscripts for printing. And then it so happened, you know, they were there and Baba handed over the manuscript, and then afterwards I went in my room, and afterwards I was preparing to go to Baba for watch, you know. So while going to Baba, you know, there was some time, so I sat with Kesho Nigam. So Kesho Nigam, when I went to him, he said that you know, Baba's biography in Hindi is very, very essential. People want that want to read Baba's biography in Hindi. So I did not pay much attention, and I went to Baba. So when I went there, he said to me, "Did you talk to Kesho?" I said, "There was the time when I was coming, just I was with him for 5 minutes. So how did you talk?" I said, "Nothing. Tell me. So I had asked him that what was what about the work there, Baba's work in Hamirpur district, and then he said that about this biography. So I told Baba that I was just asking him about the work in Hamirpur district. And what else? Said nothing. Said, tell me, only thing about the work you talk. What did he say? I said, he said, yes, it is going on. That's all. He did not say anything. He was telling me, you know, that biography, Baba's biography should be in Hindi. Said, he's right. Baba said, he's right. It should be there. So I kept quiet. I did not say anything either. I did not say, because I knew that if I would say anything, Baba would say that you write. So I kept quiet, and then Baba did not say anything. When they left, you know, one day, he said, have you got Ramayana? Tulsikant means Ramayana, Ram's life written by Tulsidas. I've got, I don't have a copy. Said, can you call it? Tomorrow I will be able to call, to have it. He said, all right. Tomorrow you call it. So the next day I had. And then when I went to Baba, he said, did you get a copy of Ramayana? I said, yes, bring it. So I took. And he would open and ask me to read some passage, some couplets. So he asked me to read some couplets here and there, and he closed it. And he said, you will write better than this. I said, Baba, I have no time, please. Excuse me, I won't write. Take that book back, keep it and come back. So I kept that book in my room, went back to him, and he did not say anything. Since that time, he did not open the topic. And in 22nd January, when he was in a critical condition, little movement of his fingers would give him spasm, jerks, you know. So it was really very serious. Means everything was quiet, and Baba was in critical condition, and I was also very much miserable, you know, to see that to see his condition. So when I went to him, he said, today I am giving you a most important work. Listen to me. And when he would move his fingers, he would get jerks. So I said, now I must not say anything, just hear, you know. He said, you have to write my biography. So I kept quiet. I did not say that, I won't write. I did not want to disturb him. So he said, the biography should be in verse. And there should be so many chapters, so many pages. He described everything, life of the five masters you must include in the biography.
Did he say include at the beginning?
No, he said that include. You devote so many pages for that. And Then he said that then you write in 4 different meters. And he would get jerks after jerks, you know. So I just kept quiet. I did not say anything. I did not want to disturb him, because I knew that if I would say something, that means it will be painful.
That you can remember all this that he was telling you, even though you were watching
him? Oh, yes, sir. I did remember. So then, because I would also read the signs, you know. Through signs he would tell me.
Yes, but I didn't know. Like, you'd be watching his condition, if you could remember what he was saying.
Oh, yes. I did remember. And then he said, use 4 types of meters. Don't worry. I will give you the meters. Then he said that you write about the manifestation. Don't worry. I will tell you about the manifestation. So it took, you know, half an hour for these instructions, because he would get jerks after jerks. So at that time, I thought, you know, I must not disturb Baba. When he would be all right. The day prior, that means on 30th January, he had given me 1 couplet. Every day he would give me couplet. That day also he gave me couplet. On 29th he gave me 1 couplet. On 30th he wanted to give me, but because jerks after jerks, you know, so he did not give me that day. I said, Baba, please don't give me. So, when I returned, you know, then I remembered that Baba had given me 1 couplet, but I did not bring from his room. But good that couplet which I had written there, it was there in his room. So I brought it. And then I was just thinking that he asked me to write biography. And then, of course, he told me that he would give me meters. And he did not give me. So what to do? How to write now? It is a problem. So when we were in Guru Prasad, you know, he told me that I should prepare a supplement to Wayfarers. So before going to Pune for that darshan program in 1969, I wrote the supplement for Wayfarers. You know.
Where did you get the information?
Information, of course, I had some, I collected, you know, I had some, and memory. So I completed that. Then we went to Guru Prasad for that darshan program in 1969. And then I was just thinking what to do, how to write now. He had given me also that other book, The Nothing and The Everything. And also he said that he would explain to me. He did not explain. And when I asked him one day, so he said that everything would be crystal clear to you. Don't worry, don't disturb me this time. I would explain to you. So that book also, I could not write at that time, because he did not explain. Now what to do? So I was just thinking what to do now, because he had given me instructions that he would give me meters and then I would write, but he did not give me, should I write or should I not write? But you know, I would feel that because Baba had given me that work, of course he would give me the meters. That I was just thinking in that line. So months passed by, and then I wanted to contact Padri and Sidhu, those who were at Mehrabad. With great difficulty, you know, because after Baba dropped his body, when I was at Mehrabad, I fell sick there. And then returned to Mehrazad, I got well. And just after a few days, you know, again typhoid. I got typhoid. So I was sick, but then as soon as I was well, you know, then I started writing supplementary, and then and then afterwards, of course, there was no night watchman there, so I would also keep night watch at Mehrazad. So how to go to Mehrabad now? That was the problem, because that duty was given to me to keep watch during night. outside the compound, you know, just to go around the compound.
But all the time you were thinking, how would you write this?
Ah, yes.
You'd have to start collecting information.
Yes. So then anyway, I went to Mehrabad because one man was engaged there. Aloba had left for Iran, so there was no one. Eresh was also keeping night watch for some hours. So then I went to Mehrabad, and then I collected information.
But you stayed in Mehrabad.
I stayed there. Yes. So I stayed there, and then I collected from Padri, Sidhu, Mansari, and Padri, Sidhu, Mansari, and others, you know.
But, I mean, like you just told them, Baba's given me this work, I'm to write his biography.
Yes, I told them. I told them that this work was given to me. But in the meantime, you know, what happened that I collected some from Pendu. Pendu gave me some. Then collected from Eresh also.
You would ask them questions or just say, tell me everything?
No, everything. I would not ask questions.
You said, tell me everything.
Yes. Whatever they knew, you know, I just wanted to know. So I collected the account of each one. At Mehrazada Post, I collected from Eresh, Pendu, and then Ghaver, Rano, and others, you know.
But, I mean, you collected, but they weren't so willing to help you with this.
No, because really speaking, you know, nobody was in mood at that time. Baba dropped his body and such thing, you know, nobody would like. Everybody, and I would not also like, but because that work was given, you know. But anyway, then I went to Mehrabad. I collected the account of some there and then returned. So I did not go to Mehrazad. But then I stayed here at Ahmadnagar to collect the material from the record. So I collected some material, and then I, on Silence Day and Baba's birthday, you know, I would not stay anywhere. I would stay at Mehrazad.
1970.
Yes. 69, and then Baba's birthday 70, you know. So I went for Baba's birthday there, and then of course Anna was arranged for my Bombay stay. She said, if you go to Bombay, of course she rode there. So I was very happy because it was arranged. So
when you came,
just on Baba's birthday itself, I left for Bombay.
But when you came here, everything was in a mess.
Oh, yes, I will tell you afterwards. Because again I came back here. So then what happened, you know, I went to Bombay, collected material from different people there, Baba lovers. In Bombay, of course, I got very good cooperation. I was with Nargis, and Chal Dastur was also there, and Khorshed was there. So they would take me around, you know. They would help me. So very good cooperation in Bombay I got. From Bombay I returned to Pune, and I was with Gaima, Bindra House. So I collected from Bindra House and then Baba House. Jal Bhai, of course, did not give me because he would go here and there. So he did not give me anything, but from others I collected. But then I did not get any cooperation in Pune. Nothing, nobody, you know, on the contrary, they would humiliate me. And it was summer, you know. I would go, no money, nothing, you know. Then I would just go walking here and there. And I did not know different places there and the roads, everything. Lot of difficulty was there.
You would just take a notepad with you and take notes?
Yes.
And then later write from those notes?
Yes. So I would just go, and whatever they would say me, I just take down notes and then come back and then write the whole thing, each one's account separately.
In Pune.
In Pune, in Bombay, also I did the same thing. I would just listen, take down short points, and then later on I would write. So I did this, and then I returned to...
In Hindi,
yes. Then I went back to Mehrazad. So in Mehraz Zada Kurs, I had some.
So actually, you left on Baba's birthday and then you came back in April, right?
May. May or I think yes, May or April, and then April I went to Mehrazad, and they were under this impression that I collected everything from Ahmadnagar office record, you know. Mm-hmm. So nobody would respond, and I would think that I did not collect anything from the record. I just went through here and there, you know. It was all in mess, big bundles, you know. And in that room, I would sleep, you know, dirty room. So many bundles here and there, and then rats and everything, you know, there. And then I would take out from the bundles, find out. So then when I was at Mehrazad, they were just thinking that I collected, you know, but I had to collect. So then I came down to Ahmadnagar and then started collection. So when I started collection, something in Gujarati, something in Marathi, something in English. So that language problem was there, how to collect. And Chanji, you know, when he was there, he wrote everything, but he would just put date, you know, not year. And it was very, very confusing how to, even if anybody would go through the record, you know, he would commit so many mistakes, I tell you. So many mistakes, because he would write on this calendar, you know, calendar backside, not clear. His handwriting was very good, but then he would write, because paper was not there, you know, money problem and everything. And even when I wrote, you know, with great difficulty all these papers and other thing I collected, you know, with great difficulty. So anyway, then Param also helped me very, very much, because sometimes I would give him this Gujarati thing and he would translate, you know. So, and then other thing also I give him for typing. So he helped me a lot. And even Adi also helped me, because he gave me Paramji, you know, for this. So when he made him free for my work, so it was a great help to me, I should say. So here in the record, you know, it was just mess. And it was good that I went through the record, you know. And while I was working here, collecting the material, then Pendu, you know, he got heart attack and he was transferred to hospital. So every day, you know, I would be with him. And then when after hospitalization, after he got well, you know, he went back to Mehrazad. I went just to attend to him, and I would attend to him from morning to evening. I would be with him, and here also at Mehrazad, so no work. And then afterwards, you know, I came down here. And when I came down, again the same thing, I collected so many things and completed. Only short points I wrote, only short points. And it was Baba who helped me. Otherwise, you know, so many things to remember, it is a difficult thing, very, very difficult thing. And for each individual, you know, for each individual, because I had collected the account, but nobody gave me the year and date. Yes, somewhere, you know, when we went to Baba, so because I went through the record, you know, and if I would get some, if I would find some mention, you know, I would note down so that it must come in proper context. So I did that. And then, I think that again in 1971 for Silence Day, you know, Silence Anniversary, I went to Mehrazad. So when I went to Mehrazad, that day, you know, I started writing. Writing means, I said, I thought that today, you know, I must begin, at least preface I should write. So I wrote that day, on Silence Day. And then, after a few days again, I came back here and collected other thing which was in the record. All mess here and there. And in the meantime, what happened? Anis Hassan had come when Pendu was in hospital. So nobody knew anything about the record here. Nobody could give him the picture, you know. So I explained to him everything. I explained to him everything that you should do this, do that, one after another. I explained to him. And I went to hospital. In my absence, he would come and take bundles after bundles to Vilu's, and he just, you know, put the record here and there, you know. So when again I came here, started work, so I would not, even those files which were on my table, you know, he removed and he put somewhere. So it was a difficult job for me. Then I got it and then collected. And I think in the month of November 1971, November or October, September 1971, I went back to Mehrazad.
But you also got sick one time.
Oh, here when I was here, you know.
Second time.
Oh no, first time.
Before
I went to Bombay. First time when I came here, because you know that was a shock, and I would not talk. I would not just you know I would just keep quiet. I would not say anything to anyone. You know, just keep quiet and put my mind in the work, because it was a shock for me. So then one day, and I would not eat my trouble, you know, stomach trouble after that typhoid. I would not be able to eat, and this dysentery started, amoebic, and still it is there. And at that time, you know, it was too much. Twice, thrice I went to hospital. So I fainted one day, and then Adi removed me to hospital. And then after coming from hospital, again I started the work. Then I went to Pune and Bombay and came back. Again, I was...
Did you say you took those pills to stay awake also to do the work?
No, I would not... there was no difficulty for me to keep awake. I would keep awake because I was used to.
But you don't sleep with your eyes?
I would sleep, but, you know, my mind... I was very restless at that time. Quite different, you know, quite different person.
But you already had in your mind that you would write in prose first.
No, that was not there. But yes, I must tell you about that. So I returned, you know. I returned, and then the material which I collected, they were in bits here and there, you know, all the points which I collected, you know. So I said, now what to do? And Baba asked me to write in verse. So how to write? I must know, I must get the meters, then only I will be able to write. Then all the points which I had collected, I went through them, and then said, it is now how to do it, all jumble. So then a thought came in my mind that everything I should put in proper sequence. So in this way, the prose started.
September
71. Yes. In September 71, the prose, I thought that I must put everything in proper sequence, and then I will write the verse, you know. So I started writing then. And, you know, 16 hours, 17 hours, 18 hours, Mehrazad. 18 hours a day, 16 hours, 17 hours, you know. I would not eat anything in the morning. I would take just tea, nothing else. And at 3 o'clock tea, in the evening little rice. And dal, and nothing else, you know. Continuously I was writing. And then it so happened, you know, I completed, in 6 or 7 months, I completed the whole prose, whole thing.
Did you ever make mistakes and have to go back?
No. I did not. You will see my notebook. Final. Once I wrote, and that was final.
But so many different points. How did you get it all straight?
So you see my notebook, you know. You see my notebook because only once I wrote. I did not...
You have so many different sources.
Yes, but then that's why I'm telling you that when I collected the material, everything was in my mind. So when I would write, you know, just like when I would write the account of 1926 and I would start, you know, so, oh, this happened that time, those persons were there at that time, so many things were there, you know, so they came in my mind. So that's why I say that Baba helped me, and only once. I did not just wrote and then again rewrote, no.
No, I'm just thinking, if you came across something you had left out, you'd go back and put it in.
No, I did not. You will see my notebook. So in 6 or 7 months I completed, and when I was writing the last chapter, I started, you know, about Baba's manifestation. That was the last chapter.
You had already written? No.
I started, you know, but then it was the only time when I stopped writing, means continuous, you know. There was no occasion when I would think about it. I would just write, you know, it would just come. But when I started writing that chapter, you know, I could not understand what to write. So the pen was in my hand. And I was just thinking, you know, what to write. And what happened, you know, the pen fell down and broke into two pieces. And when it broke into two pieces, you know, a thought came in my mind, this is the indication I must stop here. And then I stopped, you know. And when I stopped, I started thinking about the verse, the meters, you know. And then Baba gave me meters. So then I thought that Baba wanted me to write in prose as well as verse, because he did not give me the meters until I finished this prose. But it was good, you know. When I wrote the prose, everything was in my mind, fresh. So how he gave me meters, you know. I was just thinking, what meters? I prayed to Baba, please give me the meters, you know. If you wish that I should write according to your instructions, so please help me. So I got one meter. I just thought, just it came, you know. So I wrote down. Then another meter, it came. And I wrote down. Third meter, it came. As if, you know, as if Baba was just giving me one after another. The fourth meter, that was the main meter. He did not give me. And I was just thinking and thinking. It did not come spontaneously, you know. These meters, they just came. And I wrote down. And this fourth meter, that means the main meter, I was thinking and thinking, but it did not come. So I was just thinking about up to midnight, you know. I said, no, Baba is not giving now. So I went to bed. Still, I was awake, you know. And I was just thinking, why Baba asked me to write this, and he said to me that he would give me, and he is not giving. So, you know, I was just thinking and thinking. And it came. It came, I just got up from the bed and wrote down, and the next day, you know, I started writing.
Would you go back to the prose and look at the prose then write?
No. Everything was very, very clear to me. Only thing, I kept those notes. Those notes which I had written, you know, short notes. Because when I would see those short notes, I would remember. So I did not read the prose again, no. And then I started writing. So previously, you know, people would think that, would ask me that how many years you would take. I would say that it would take more than 20 years. Yes, because, you know, other poets, they took a long time. 20 years, nothing, you know. There was one poet, famous poet in India, he also wrote Ram's Life, and a small book, you know. He took about 16 years for that. So, in comparison, my book is, I think that it is 7 times bigger than that. So, I would think that it would take me more than 20 years. And when I started, I tell you, in 3 months and 20 days, I completed
the verse.
And then I completed the verse. And then there were other books, The Nothing and the Everything. So that too I took up. And then I found that he was explaining to me the points which he had not explained. And he had said that he would explain. So he did explain. So, of course, now in English, I am giving you in different way. It is not just mere translation of that The Nothing and the Everything in Hindi. Because in that, of course, here in India, people understand, you know, this mythological stories, different things. They understand. So I just wrote, you know, but now I am dictating this in English. It is quite different from that. But the same points, but in different way, you know. The same points are there which Baba had given me, but
you know, in the silent one, when you wrote the prose, did you have any idea, though, how much detail you would be dealing with, how big it would turn out to be?
No, no idea. No idea. Just one after another.
But Baba told you to make it interesting.
Yes. He said, yes, he said to me on that night that it should be very, very interesting. It should be very, very simple. And he told me that, listen to me and remember this, even if people would criticize, even if the whole world would criticize, but remember this, that I like your writing. I like your writing. So you don't care about anyone, others. Don't care about others, you know. You just write for me because I have asked you. And this much you remember, that I like your writing very much. Even the whole world goes against you. Don't care. Don't care. Let them say what they say. Don't care. I have asked you. So you write. So
after you finished, though, immediately you gave to Farhan to translate?
No, no, no. Nothing, you know, I had no idea, I tell you. So I had no idea, just I wanted to complete that work which was given by Baba. So the nothing and the everything, and then he had given me some lines for the ghazals, you know, that I also completed. And then I that completed, and then visitors would go there and I would not mix with them. I would just, I would not come out of my room. But sometimes when I would go, out for peddling, you know. So I would just ask hear questions, you know, so about Mehrabad and different things. So I wrote, I thought that it would be better that I should write about Mehrabad, some the places there. So that too I wrote. And
just
then,
because you had already done all this research, you knew all that.
Yes. So I wrote, let us go to Mehrabad. And then about the nothing and the everything, you know, I wrote, and then I thought that it would be better that it should be put in play form.
So you wrote the nothing and everything after the song?
Yes.
And the ghazals, and then let's go to Mehrabad?
Let's go to Mehrabad, the ancient one, the play.
Based on nothing.
Yes. And then afterwards, you know, then visitors would come, and one day Eric came to me, Haidar's husband, Eric. So he had a talk with me, and then he said that, why don't you write about new life, you know. Of course, all are very much interested in new life, and because he was asking me about new life, I gave him some explanations, and then he said it would be better if you write about new life. So then I said, now I would get cramps, you know, and it was really continuous writing. So I started in September 1971, writing work, and completed very soon, 6 or 7 months for prose, then 3 months, 20 days for this verse, Baba's biography, and then the nothing and the everything, then let us go to Mehrabad, the ancient one. So he asked me to write new life also. So then I wrote new life. And I could not complete it. And then in 1973 March, they took me as a trustee, though I did not want. I never wanted, you know. But Nariman said that, no, you must take up now. So I said, I have not completed my work. Still the work is there. So he said, no, but now most... It so happened, you know, nobody knew that I wrote all this, you know. Nobody had any idea what I was doing in my room. Nobody knew, you know. And they would not think that I was writing like this, you know. Nobody had any dream about it. But it so happened, you know, in 1973, Francis had come here. So Francis was there, and then... it was Francis's birthday. So I thought that because, you know, Francis would, he would also write when Baba was there. So it is good that during his presence, I would just, you know, take all this, all my writings, and put it before Baba's feet there in Mandi Hall. Because generally what would happen, you know, when Baba would be there, So whatever I would write, I would read out to him. And then when he would approve, you know, then I would give for printing, he would give for printing. So this time also I thought that because Francis was there, so on his birthday, all my books, you know, which I wrote, I just put before Baba's feet there in Mandli's hall, Maharajad Mandli's hall. And then, you know, they all were amazed because it was not physically possible to write so many things, so many books, you know. So they were all amazed to see. They never thought that I would complete this. Because verse, prose, then new life means biography in prose separately and in verse separately. And verse, prose means so many books, you know, 19 books, big one. And then this verse, you know, verse about 2000 pages. And in Hindi, of course, big pages prose about 4500 pages.
The verse is the same length as the prose?
No. So prose is shorter. Prose is in detail, you know, and in verse, I did not include all those details. I have put in different way. So they were amazed, but then they thought now he has completed the work, he must be taken as a trustee. You know. Mm. But anyway, I accepted.
What other work were you planning on doing?
I wanted to write New Life in great detail.
You only wrote short?
Yes, short. I wanted to write in great detail because I found that people were very much interested. So I could not do that. So I was taken as a trustee. So I wrote in wrote short. You know, I could not put every detail there in New Life. And then since then, my work, writing work, is stopped. And then when I came here, you know. So it so happened that one day I was sitting there and Pharam came to me and he said, why don't you give me work? I want. I enjoy that work.
This is in 73 also.
So 73 onwards. So not actually in the month of March, after many months. I should say that beginning of 74. Beginning of 74. So he said, if you give me, I would try to translate in English.
He knew you had written, because you had collected from him.
Oh, he knew, yes. He knew that I was writing, gotcha. I was writing. So then, when he asked me, that that I should give him and he would translate. I thought, you know, he does not Hindi properly, how could he translate? He said, just give me, you know, and see. So I gave him the...
He asked for that one specifically.
No, first he said that you give me anything, you know. I would translate and see whether it is correct or not. Then I gave him the ancient one, the play, you know. And he translated. He did his best, I should say, you know. Though he does not know Hindi properly, but it is a great help, you know, that he did all this. Yes. That means the basis he has prepared, you know. Sure. Only thing that the language and everything, now it should be put in proper form. But he helped, you know. He helped in that. So he did that ancient one, and then let us go to Mehrabad. He completed and I said, no, it is all right, you know, because now it can be put in proper English, but the material is there. So then I gave him the silent one and he translated, you know. Now, I did not go through it, but a few pages I read, you know. I said, no, it is all right, he is doing very well, you know. At least the material is there, now it can be properly edited. So in this way, that silent one came in English. But now this, the nothing and everything, of course, it is difficult for him to translate. So what I am dictating points to Haider.
You know, he translated the silent one in some months. And then you just kept it with you, thinking someone would want to print it?
No, I just wanted to keep them because...